Item number two, from the Milwaukee County Treasurer, requesting authorization to amend Section 6.03 sub 3 sub A of the Milwaukee County General Ordinances as necessary to implement procedures that will properly account for the collection of delinquent taxes and accurately record actual net revenue derived from the sale of tax foreclosed properties.
Supervisor Romo West moves approval of item number two. And Supervisor Lipscomb, so Supervisor Lipscomb had a question.
Sure. So could you help me understand? So it sounded like potentially the way it's being booked that certain reimbursable expenses are not captured. Was I understanding that correctly? And do we have a sense of the magnitude of that?
That goes to the heart of Supervisor Haas's question also. The audit brought to our attention something that I questioned when I first took office. We're the only treasurer in the state of Wisconsin that doesn't receive the income from the sale of foreclosed properties. So what it creates is a situation that can be misleading in the fact that the real estate department books all the revenue from the sale of the foreclosed property as revenue, as income, and we have to write it off as loss. So they're funding the department on what they term as revenue, which really is a loss in our department, so we're actually shifting money over. This was brought to my attention several years ago, but I didn't want to adversely affect the real estate department in taking action that would adversely affect their ability to operate. And so what I've been doing up until now is working with people to avoid foreclosures. And I've worked in the last 8 years through up until 4 years ago. Up to 4 years, people that are 4 years delinquent. I probably foreclosed on maybe 25 properties in the 8 years I've been in office. I've really been very hesitant to take action given the change in the economy, et cetera. I only deal with properties in the suburbs of Milwaukee. I do not deal with the city of Milwaukee. But I've been working with a foreclosure coalition headed by Milwaukee Metropolitan Fair Housing Council. I've attended some of their foreclosure prevention workshops with our staff. I won't be attending the one that's coming up because of our staff is not available at that time, but I will be helping advertise it. I do send out flyers with all of our notices to people, letting them know where they can get counseling and advice. We do work out delinquent tax payment plans with people. I work really closely with the Office on Aging if they're seniors. And there is some property, of course, that belongs to landlords or businesses that are going out of business, and some of abandoned properties, too. So there always are properties that need to be foreclosed. I'm pretty much caught up in that process now. So I will be foreclosing on a bit more property now this time around. I'm going into the process with 120 properties. Though in the past, that's been whittled down to maybe 15 or 20, but I'm not sure what this group is going to be like. I've never done this many before. So now what I've done is, because I'm increasing the number, even if we get our delinquent taxes, penalties, and interest out of the sale of foreclosed property, the real estate department will still get as much revenue as they would have gotten before because we're selling more properties. So it won't adversely affect the real estate department at all. And I've passed this by the real estate department and Department of Administrative Services to let them know what I'm doing and how I'm doing it so that they're not adversely affected. So now we'll be getting the interest and penalty and principal that's delinquent, and the remaining revenue from the sale of delinquent property will go to the real estate division as previously done. Did I answer your question?
Well, maybe my question wasn't as clear. Because in that answer, it doesn't sound like the amount of revenue is changing, just who gets where it gets booked, right? So the net is the same? I mean, you're held harmless either way.
Well, what's happening is that the money that we won't have to write off a loss, we'll get the revenue, but the real estate department, because I'm increasing the number of delinquencies, they'll actually get more revenue. Total revenue.
Because of volume,
because of
the change.
Yeah. And this is what the audit department recommended, that we clear that up because it was confusing for us to have a loss and to have a revenue, which really was a loss on our part. Now we'll be getting the money we've been working on for the last 5 years to try to collect will come to our department, and then the real estate division will get the remainder.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps since there was an audit recommendation to the comptroller, I'm wondering whether there's any feedback. There was discussion that the treasurer has discussed it with the real estate department, but I guess I was wondering what the comptroller's response was. I think that's how I read the report, that this had come through a previous audit. And
Comptroller Mansky?
So I guess there might be a reason why we didn't do it before now. Or
if you'd like to reply.
Scott Mansky, Milwaukee County Comptroller. In the past, when the sales have occurred, the money has gone towards the real estate division, which means the revenues have been booked all towards the real estate division, and any of the items that in the past sometimes a certain amount of real estate monies were designated towards capital projects or towards funding the real estate division. So there has always been issues between, you know, the treasurer's office having the funds or whether the monies go to the real estate division. In terms of the principal, which is the delinquent property tax, the county has actually issued payments to each of the municipalities, and that's what creates the delinquent tax. So the cash, the county has actually sent cash out the door to the municipalities to pay them. So I definitely agree that that amount should go back towards the treasurer's office to pay off the delinquent property taxes, because that's something that, you know, we need to have paid back. With regards to the interest and the penalties, the interest and the penalties, we do not record any of that as revenue until we actually collect the cash. So some of these properties may have been out there for 4 or 5 years, so you're going to have, and I think is it 18%? Mm-hmm. 18% interest rate on the delinquent property amount. Whether that goes towards real estate or the delinquent property tax, you know, or towards the interest and penalties, that's a decision, and that's their recommendation is to go towards the delinquent interest and penalty, which is also the recommendation of the audit to be consistent with that, is pay off the principal of the delinquent tax and pay off the interest and penalties that were received. Then any of the remainder amount would then go towards the real estate division. It isn't going to increase the total amount of the sale or any. It doesn't increase the total amount of the revenue for the county. The money stays all within the county. It's just the allocation. Previously, it was going towards real estate because it was trying to fill budgeted amounts that were out there in the real estate division, both for their operating and for capital type of projects. And now what we've done in recent years is there is a set amount. Like, I think this year it's $400,000 in the real estate division, that the first $400,000 of land sales shall go towards funding the real estate division. So you typically have that type of a thing that's out there. There are not a lot of sheriff sales that are, you know, foreclosure sales that occur during the year. These are minimal. And generally when you get to a foreclosure on these types of a property, not a lot of value. There generally isn't a mortgage loan that's outstanding that the bank's going to take it over or do any of those things. The biggest liability that's out there is the delinquent property taxes. So question to you kind of is their proposal is that it goes towards the principal, which is the delinquent tax, it goes towards the interest and penalty, and then the remainder goes to the real estate division. It's not a big issue that occurs each year. It's not a large dollar amount. So it's the recommendation from them and from the previous audit that it go as included in their resolution.
And just so, is there a reason why this wasn't pursued before? I mean, is there a good reason to maintain doing it as we have and not to make the change?
The reason it was done before, the way it was done, was in order to fill the budget that was adopted in many of the previous years, to make sure that the real estate division met their budget, and to make sure that any capital projects. The delinquent taxes, the collection of delinquent taxes is not a budgeted item. We have a receivable that's out there. We hold this receivable, and the treasurer works, their office works to collect these monies that are out there. It's not anything that adds to our amount. What we're trying to do is a collection. The revenue amount is the interest and the penalties, okay? But we only get that as we collect cash. So the treasurer's office holds the budget for the interest and the penalties. So they have because of their collection efforts and other types of things, they've been able to achieve their budget. But the only reason in the past that it's gone towards the real estate division is to make sure that they achieve their budget. It's just another item that they sell to make sure that they achieve their budget.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Austin, Supervisor Jersey.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. In brief, Supervisor Lipscomb has answered most of my questions. I think the main thing I was curious about, Mr. Chairman, was how the Treasurer's Office arrived at the resolution that was presented to us. Although you have, thanks to my colleague, you've already touched on some of that. For instance, the report said this is from an internal audit. And was that done by your department or with the assistance of the Department of Audit?
It was the external audit, Baker Tully.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay, and from that you were able to work with your people or others to devise the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can see I've spoken with the comptroller about this before also.
Okay. And Supervisor Lipscomb did address a number of my other questions, including why now, not before. But that has been addressed, so I'll say thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. When you pay the municipalities yearly, do you include in your payment to the municipalities the principal and interest payment?
Just the principal.
They're just getting the straight tax.
Yes.
And I guess I'm concerned in those tax foreclosures, and we've had more of them lately, although I understand the number's still small, is we end up doing tax foreclosures and even at auction only realize the delinquent taxes for the purchase price.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. We do not do auctions.
Right,
we don't do share of sales.
I understand.
We put them on Milwaukee MLS and list them with a real estate agent in the real estate division.
Well, therein lies the rub, because you don't do, I believe it's Corp Counsel that does the foreclosure. The Sheriff's Department does the tax.
Sheriff's not involved in ours. It goes right to real estate for sale then.
Doesn't the sheriff, if there's a tax foreclosure, the sheriff's office, I believe, is involved with the auction.
No.
At least that's
no.
The way it used to be.
No.
Mr. Quinn was involved with the sheriff's office. Maybe he could explain better.
I'm Rex Queen, Deputy Treasurer, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. In one of my previous jobs, I was in charge of running sheriff sales for the Sheriff's Department. When you have a mortgage foreclosure on a home and the sheriff takes the property in a sale, the buyer of that property pays the owner any and all encumbrances attached to that property. So when you buy that property, you're paying off all of any utilities, mortgage, delinquent taxes, just as if you and I were buying a home for ourselves. We would have to negotiate with the seller or the buyer on who's going to pay the outstanding taxes.
Are
for
you
that
saying
particular
the sheriff's
tax
office
year.
Only handles bank foreclosures?
Mortgage foreclosures only.
But not the tax foreclosures?
No. The purchaser of those properties.
That's strictly handled by Corp Counsel then and the real estate division?
Yes.
I thoroughly understand your department getting the reimbursement for the taxes that you paid out, but it seems that there is the work being done by Corp Counsel and the real estate division to the revenue, which is the principal and interest, which you are not paying out at all.
Well, we work with these people over the course of 4 years. We've send them three delinquent tax notices three times a year. A lot of them have been on payment plans and failed the payment plans. We work with the counseling them. We send them certified letters. We do the whole collection process. When that's done, we publish it in the paper twice, once for 6 months ahead of time, once 60 days ahead of time. And then when it's all ready, we prepare the packet, the certificate for foreclosure.
Okay,
and
so
the Corp Counsel schedules a date and presents it to the judge.
Well, let me cut through this, and I'll make it real fast. Mr. Chair, can we ask DAS if they have any objection to this?
To what?
If the real estate division has any objection to this change.
Director Tyler?
I'm Tyler, and I'm Director of Administrative Services and Chairman. We have no objections at all. We work very closely. Teague Whaley Smith worked very closely on this, and we're comfortable.
All right. Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion for approval for item number two. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmitz?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Nine ayes, zero noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Have a great day.